can do this with my eyes closed. It's too easy. It's too easy. I can do this with my eyes closed. It's too easy. Too easy. It's too easy. I've been it, done it, seen it. Boy, all that like Ken. Still got crack, they fiending. Flow still hot like Phoenix. Shine so bright, I'm gleaming. This off top, I'm tweaking. Fresh out the rat like me. Still tryna fight my demons. Cause we all gotta hike like Tina. That's why I gotta ride with the Nina. Outside, it's a war going on. Maybe put my hands on my head like the Macarena. They want you walking on board like Keenan. Ain't give a F to you like John Cena. Putting blood on the brand new Beamer. Tryna earn they stripes like Adidas. You get cold when you ride with the heater. It'll turn you to a dog like a Keto. And expose to a cat like a cheetah. They smoke my partner like Reef. Dímelo porque o no entiendo. Mi gente must really need Jesus. Shed real blood, I never seen the crypt and I believe it. It's too easy. Too easy. I can do this with my eyes closed. It's too easy. Too easy. I can do this with my eyes closed. Y'all just talk, don't live it. And just took that route, that seen it. And I'm so outspoken like Reason. Jimmy Neutron, boy, young jeans. And I'm a self-made man out of Sweden. And it's still off top, I'm tweaking. But I still gotta fight my demons. I ain't no good, I'm evil. I ain't been clean since Eden. It's a war going on outside. Make you put your hands on your head like the Macarena. That's why I gotta watch my
What's going on, guys? Welcome into the WAG Show. This is episode 41. It is Monday, April 10th. I'm your host, Ben Hosler. We are here to talk about today's best bets, and we're here to talk about some other stuff. We got a lot to talk about today. There's no NBA today. Playoffs technically start tomorrow, but it's the play-in games. But we'll be betting on those. Tonight is just baseball, so we are going to run through the baseball slate a little bit, and I'll give out a pick or two. Premium has been on fire. I come on here all the time. And I say this, I don't know why. If you guys haven't joined, I don't know what you're waiting for. Up over 17 units for the season. 1-1 today because this guy just hit a home run. Like, I don't know. Kenta Maeda was – did this guy hit a home run or not? Because now my thing is changing. Let's take a look here. Okay, we're still alive if you get the under 4.5, I think. It's 3-1, top of the fourth. Anyways, up over 17 units for the MLB season. I don't know, is it 4-1 or 3-1? It says 3-1 on my screen. Regardless, even if that's a loss, 1-1 today. I have a couple other plays posted for tonight. It's been an amazing season. We're going to win all year. I've told you guys all season that baseball is my favorite sport. So hop in betkarma.com/pricing if you want to get access to the premium channels. But we have a lot to talk about. So first and foremost, we're going to talk about this tweet from Woj. Can you guys – we need to break down this tweet. If anyone's in the chat, did you guys see this tweet? This is the most insane tweet I've ever seen this man type. What? Mitchell, what's up? Dewan, what's up? What is this tweet, man? This guy wrote out, the Timberwolves had to suspend Gobert for throwing a punch, but accepted that it was a shot to the chest with no intent to injure Kyle Anderson and understood that Anderson called Gobert a quote-unquote, bitch, repeatedly on a night Gobert was playing hurt. Sources tell ESPN. What is this tweet? What was he doing when he wrote out that tweet? This is the most insane tweet that I think he's ever sent out. I mean, like, what is going on here? And the only I don't think the Timberwolves have no chance. Ouch. Yeah, dude. But who, like, why did he even write it out like that? I understand this. The Timberwolves have no chance of beating the Lakers. And if I have to come on here on Wednesday and the Timberwolves have beaten the Lakers, I'll eat it. I'll tell you guys I was wrong. But I'll tell you guys right now on Monday at 3:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time that the Minnesota Timberwolves have a 0% chance to beat the Los Angeles Lakers in that playing game. It's not going to happen. And whether Rudy Gobert played or not. Traded like 3 picks and 5 players. Yeah, exactly. That was the worst trade. I can't say the worst trade because there's been a lot of bad trades. But that was a horrific trade. And anyone that thought that was going to be a good trade is an idiot. Because clearly you didn't watch the Utah Jazz for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 seasons, whatever it was, when they literally couldn't get out of the West because Rudy Gobert is so, like, he can't be on the court in these playoff games. He gets run off the court. He got run off the court in the playoffs every year when he was on the Jazz. So whoever's running the Minnesota Timberwolves thought it would be a great idea to try and play him alongside Karl Anthony Towns. Horrible. That trade was never going to work. I think he was drunk. I don't know. That was never going to work. So whoever's idea that was is an idiot. But they have no chance of beating the Lakers. I think the Hawks upset the Heat. I haven't looked at that game yet. I definitely think the Heat have an edge, but anybody can win when in those like one game things. Can someone confirm if it's 3-1 or 4-1? Because FanDuel says it's 4-1, and the MLB TV app says it's 3-1. And I want to know if this bet is dead or not. We also need to talk about this parlay. So if you guys have not seen this, I posted on Twitter, I posted in our Discord. DK Live says 4. Yeah, that says 4-1, but the MLB app says 3-1. I'm so confused. I posted this on Twitter, I posted on Discord. I have a parlay. I need you guys to tell me if this should get 4-1. Okay. All right. Well, 1-1 today, I guess. I need you guys to tell me if I should cash this out or not. If you guys have not seen this, this is an 8-leg parlay. I made this. I don't even know why I made this. It was just for fun. It's $10. Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl. Purdue to win the Big Ten regular season in college basketball. Kansas to win the Big 12 regular season in college basketball. John Rahm Masters, Bayern Munich to win the Champions League, Boston Bruins Stanley Cup, Manchester City to win the EPL, and the Boston Celtics to win the NBA Finals. 4 of these hit. So we had the first 3. John Rahm did win the Masters yesterday. Shout out to John Rahm. They're offering a little over $1,200 to cash it out off $10. But I don't think I'm cashing it out. I think I'm going to let it ride for right now. I honestly think Bayern Munich will beat Manchester City in the Champions League, which starts tomorrow. Manchester City is the current favorite to win the Champions League. So that would be, you know, I think it would increase a little bit if Bayern does beat them. Manchester City is 6 points down in the table right now for the Premier League. But they're still minus 140 to win. So Vegas still thinks they're going to win. They do have a game in hand on Arsenal, and they also play Arsenal. So we'll see about that one. Bruins, I mean, I don't know anything about hockey. I just know the Bruins are like the best team. But I feel like the best team doesn't win in hockey, so I'm a little bit nervous about that one. The Celtics, people, that's the number one. Everyone keeps telling me the Celtics are not winning. I'm much higher on the Celtics than everyone else, I think. I think the Celtics, I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think they could easily win. I think they could easily win. Ride with it. I'm riding with it for now. The Celtics, I mean, they've went to the Eastern Conference Finals, you know, whenever Tatum and Brown were both really young a couple years ago. They lost to LeBron on the Cavs still. So that was like, 2019 maybe? Or 2018? I don't know. That was a long time ago. They obviously went to the finals last year. I mean, the Bucks are very, very good, but I think that it's really those two in the East. The West can get weird, I feel like. I think the East, you're getting Milwaukee or you're getting Boston. But the West, I think you're getting weird. I think the Warriors could get out. I mean, Memphis can get out. Los Angeles Lakers can get out. I don't know about Denver. Man, I don't know. I don't know. Obviously, you have Phoenix there too. Clippers kind of got screwed with Paul George being hurt. If Paul George was fully healthy, I might pick the Clippers over the Suns, but I don't know. I think that, I mean, the Suns are significant favorites to win that series. So I think the West is a little bit weirder. East, I think it's Boston or it's Milwaukee, and that's who's getting out. But I really think the Celtics can go again. If the Celtics made it to the finals and somehow this other stuff has hit or looks like it's going to hit, I would consider a cash out. But I'm not cashing out for $1,200. I don't really care that much about it. I'm letting it ride for now. Someone else, Facebook user, says let it ride. Yeah, I think I'm going to let it ride. All right, if you guys are here to talk about these bets, we're going to talk a little baseball today. Like I said, basketball starts tomorrow, playing games. There's no basketball tonight. A lot of baseball today. I didn't have a ton of bets today, though. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of games, but I couldn't find things that I really loved. I'm going to pull up the predictor. Let me pull this up here. If you guys have never seen this tool, this is the Prize Picks Predictor. You can access this as part of our premium membership over at betcover.com. We have projections for all sports every day for Prize Picks and also Underdog. The strikeout stuff, I went through every strikeout prop and I could not find one that I liked. The only one that I thought was interesting for strikeout props today was Domingo Germán under 4.5. But it's 4.5 on the books, and it's 4 on Prize Picks. So you can't bet under 4. Under 4.5, I thought maybe was interesting. I thought Julio Urias over 5.5, I think, was interesting. But again, on Prize Picks, it's 6. I wouldn't bet the over 6. But I didn't love any of these strikeout props today. And even just my normal bets. I mean, I only had, I think, 4 for today so far. I might add some more after we get off here. So I'm going to go look at some more stuff. But yeah, I just didn't love anything today. If you guys have any props you would like me to talk about, post them in the chat. I did post 2 home run picks in my free article if you guys read that. If not, they were Franmil Reyes. I put 0.1 units on him. I think he was like plus 450 or so to hit a home run. Good matchup for him tonight against Andrew Haney. And then the other one was Hunter Renfroe. Really like Hunter Renfroe. I actually put like one of my bigger home run bets on him tonight. Really good matchup against Corbin. We know the story with Patrick Corbin. He gives up right-handed power. He still has strikeout ability more so than people think, but he gives up a ton of right-handed power. The Angels are going to put 8 right-handed hitters in the lineup tonight on top of Ohtani, who's not a righty, but obviously has huge power. And I think it's a tough matchup for Corbin with all the righties he's going to see. Hunter Renfroe has apparently found his swing. He has 5 hits in the last 2 days, 2 doubles, 2 home runs. He homered yesterday. He matches up really, really well. Patrick Corbin throws his sinker a lot to right-handed hitters. It's his most used pitch to righties is a sinker. And Hunter Renfroe has video game numbers against sinkers. Like the best numbers on the Angels against sinkers. Insane numbers. 674 expected WOBA, 423 ISO, 59% hard hits. He destroys sinkers. So I think it's a really good spot for him. And he also has prior success against Corbin. I think he has multiple home runs against him in his career. I'm not a big BVP guy, but I think that that does play into it when the matchup's so good. I think it makes sense why he's having that success. So really good spot for Hunter Renfroe tonight. If you don't want to bet a home run, like you think that's too risky, you could take him, you know, his total bases, or, you know, maybe you could take him like two plus hits or something like that. But I think it's a good matchup for him and all of the Angels righties, really. Really tough matchup for Corbin tonight. But the play that I want to give out for a free play today, so if you guys are here for some free plays, we're going with – this is a little riskier one, but we're taking Boston Red Sox money line today. We were talking about it in Discord earlier. But I think the Red Sox are going to win tonight. The Rays are very good. This is not an anti-Rays bet. I think the Rays are very, very good. But the problem is the Rays are 9-0. And the probability of them winning those nine games in a row was like 1.5%. Like it's insane that they have won nine games in a row. They've also played arguably the three worst teams in baseball to get to this point. And they're just going to win it. They're going to lose a game eventually. So I think tonight can be that night against Boston. So we're taking Boston on the money line. You can get them at plus 134 on FanDuel right now. I think it's a good spot for them. And again, this is not an anti-Rays bet. It's just that they have to lose a game eventually. I think it's the first time since 2003 a team started 9-0, which is insane. It's insane to start 9-0 in baseball. I bet the Red Sox too. Perfect. I think it's a good bet. Plus, now we're at the point now, which I also said this in Discord, but we're at the point now where all the fish and just dumb bettors, they're all going to be on the Rays today. Like, no one was paying attention. Now it's gotten to the point where everyone knows that, like, Rays have won, Rays are 9-0. Like, everybody is going to be on the Rays tonight. And I'm completely fine just fading that and going with the Red Sox. Oh, another thing we had to talk about. Someone just texted me about it. I was going to talk about this at the top of the stream. I don't want to interrupt our baseball chat here, but I want your guys' thoughts on this. If you're watching this live, drop your thoughts in the chat. What is with the Baltimore Ravens and Odell Beckham? And more so, Lamar Jackson. What is going on here? I feel like I woke up in like another dimension or something. First of all, I see these the propaganda from the media when it comes to Odell Beckham Jr. is out of control. First, I get on, like, I see that yesterday I was like, I see the Ravens, they're signing Odell or whatever, 2 days ago, whenever that was. That's great. Congrats. The media is acting like they just got Stephon Diggs or something. Like what are we doing here? Like, they're okay, so apparently Lamar was like recruiting Odell. That's fine. If he wants to play with Odell, that's fine. You know, I don't have any issues with that. I'm actually an Odell defender. When Odell was in Cleveland, I was one of the few people in Northeast Ohio that was an Odell defender. Everyone wanted Odell gone, but it was never Odell. It was Baker Mayfield, which is what I've said all along. So I'm an Odell defender. So this isn't even an anti-Odell take. This is just literally me being confused. The media is acting like they just got a top five receiver in football. They're saying like, oh, the Ravens finally get their top wide receiver. What top receiver? This guy hasn't even played in over a year. He's had two ACL surgeries. He's over 30 years old. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is he not 30 years old? I'm going to look his age up right now. He's 30 years old. He's had two major knee surgeries recently, and he hasn't played in over a year. And the last time that we saw him playing, he did crush in the Super Bowl, but he was doing absolutely nothing for the Los Angeles Rams. Nothing. He was averaging, I don't even know, 40 yards a game, 40 receiving yards a game the last time we saw him play multiple games. And the media is acting like they just got a top three receiver. I can't understand this. And like I said, if Lamar wants to play with Odell, that's fine. But is Lamar also, like, what is he doing? Because they just gave that dude a bunch of money. Much more than he's worth, in my opinion. So I don't know, like, what – I don't know if, like, Lamar's caught up, like, he's, like, a fan of Odell. Because we – I mean, Lamar is, like, a younger guy. So he's been watching Odell play prior to his time in the NFL. So what – like, I'm just genuinely confused. I can't believe this. Like, I can't believe the amount of people that are acting like this is some great deal or something. So even if Lamar stays there, like, what – I don't understand what this does. This is – that was more – mind-blowing to me than anything else this weekend was the propaganda from the media when it comes to Odell Beckham. He's washed. Even if he's not, like, he might be all right this year. That's feasible. But they gave him almost $20 million, and I mean, do we even know? He was supposed to come back at the end of last season, and he went and tried out for these teams, and no one took him. So, you know, like, I don't know. The whole situation is confusing to me. But I'm tired of the sports media acting like he's like the greatest. I don't understand. They love him. Clearly they do. I don't understand it. All right, anyways, but I had to get that off. Back to baseball here, though. So, strikeout props, I don't love anything tonight. I gave out my home run picks. I gave out my favorite overall bet for tonight, Red Sox money line. If you guys have any other questions on bets, go ahead and ask. It's just a weird slate for me tonight. I couldn't find much that I really was interested, despite the amount of games that we have. Bunch of really weird pitching matchups. I'm kind of interested in the Diamondbacks tonight against the Brewers. But I haven't found a way. I don't want to bet them at -140 on the money line. So that's like a no. So I was thinking maybe bet them first five, but they're still -140. Which isn't great. So I think maybe first five under 5.5 runs on FanDuel, that might be it. But Zach Gallen, I looked into him today. Swing and miss stuff is still very much there. He's had a really bad first two starts for the Diamondbacks, but his CSW percentage is actually higher than it was last season. His swinging strike rate is higher than it was last season. It's almost 11%. He's still getting swings and misses, and the stuff is still good. He's just been giving up more hits, I think, than he's trying to. But I think that, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with his stuff. I think his stuff is still good. He's been better at home throughout his career, and this is his first home start. The Brewers lineup is solid and they've been playing well, but it's still an easier matchup, I feel, going against the Brewers than the Dodgers or the Padres on the road. So I think the matchup's fine. I wrote it in my article for DFS today, but his ERA is almost 8. His expected ERA is 4. So he's been getting really unlucky. And like I said, the strikeout stuff is still very much there, I think. So I think Zach Gallen, I'm interested in backing him a little bit tonight, but I do not want to play the -140 on the money line. So I think that under 5.5 might be the move, maybe. But you also have Wade Miley throwing on the other side, which, you know, that could go anyway. But I will say that the Diamondbacks are not very good against left-handed pitching, even though Wade Miley's an absolute trash can. Only like a 308 WOBA against lefties for the Diamondbacks. They don't strike out a lot, 19% striking rate, but that doesn't matter much. They don't walk a lot. So I don't know. We'll see. I'll think about it. I don't understand why the media loves him. Yes, exactly, Jared. This is my point. You made my exact point. When he was in New York, it was like everyone hated him. Like, not the fans. He was obviously a popular player all the time, but the media always was saying negative things about Odell Beckham. And now he's 30 years old and hasn't even played in years, and they're acting like he's like a top five receiver in football, and it's going to like change the entire outlook of the Ravens season. Webb over 4.5 strikeouts. I don't really bet on pitchers against the Dodgers, is what it comes down to. I think Webb is a good real-life pitcher. He's not really a strikeout pitcher, though, only a 21.5% strikeout rate since the start of last season. So he's kind of in that Sandy Alcantara territory, like extremely good in real life, but not really a strikeout guy. Dodgers strike out a little bit more this year than they have in years past, but mainly that's because they basically have two guys that strike out a ton. Everyone else, like the top three in their lineup, Will Smith, Freeman, Mookie Betts, those guys don't strike out a lot. But Chris Taylor strikes out a ton. Max Muncy strikes out a lot. And this young guy, James Outman, he's very good, but he strikes out a lot. So really they have three guys that strike out a ton. No one else really strikes out that much. They're also just good. 350 WOBA against righties is crazy for a team. Thoughts on Texas as a GPP stack? I'm kind of mad on them. Yeah, I don't hate it. I would say that I wouldn't want to fully stack them. I would just look to pick, maybe one or two. It's pretty much impossible at this point to stack against Zach Greinke. Zach Greinke is not a great pitcher anymore. He doesn't strike anybody out. He literally throws like 85 miles an hour, but he does not. It's very rare that he gets completely blown up because he's just good at getting outs. Like, he'll get those fly ball outs. Like, it's just hard to, and he can make, like, he throws so many different pitches. He can mix them around enough, keep guys off balance. He really doesn't get blown up. Like, he might give up a solo home run or two home runs or something, but he really doesn't give up like 10 runs. So it's tough to fully stack against him. So I would pick maybe one or two guys, you know, Seager, Adelis Garcia, or I guess you could throw, you know, Nate Lowe in there. Pick one or two of those guys and plug them in. I do think that Texas can win the game. I almost bet them, but I didn't. I was considering betting Texas, but I ended up not. Mainly because, like I've said this before, but I really don't like to lay anything more than -150 on a baseball team. It's too much randomness for me. But I do think Texas wins that game. For DFS, though, I would just pick like one or two guys. I would stack around them, and then you can plug in, like, you know, you could stack whatever game you want or cores or whatever, and then just put Seager and Garcia or something. I don't know how the salaries work out, if you'd be able to do that with cores, but I'm kind of interested in Seattle. I think Seattle is a very interesting spot today. I'm a little worried because they're coming off that marathon game against Cleveland yesterday, but it's not significant hitting weather in Wrigley, but the wind is blowing out a little bit. Obviously, Drew Smyly's a fly ball pitcher, so he can get beat by long ball. Julio Rodriguez, no one's going to play tonight. That's why I wrote him up. I think he's a good play, but some of those Mariners righties, I think, will be low owned and is an interesting spot tonight. More of like a full stack spot as opposed to Texas. Urias strikeouts. Yeah, I said it when I first put it the predictor. The 5.5 number on the books, I'm fine going over with that. But I can't go over 6 on Prize Picks. It's too high. You like Seattle 2-1? Yeah, I think it's a good spot for them. I think they're gonna score a lot of runs tonight. I mean, we bet the over in that game. And first of all, the fact that the over-under was like, we bet it over 8.5. The fact that it was 8.5 with one of the best pitchers in baseball, Luis Castillo, throwing, I mean, that's kind of like, that's just like an alarming sign right there. Boom. Like, that stuck out to me. So I think it's a really good spot for Seattle tonight. I think they're going to score some runs. So I agree. Thank you guys for watching, though. I appreciate it. Tomorrow, we're going to preview the NBA playoffs tomorrow. So I'm going to be giving out some NBA plays tomorrow. Obviously, we'll give out MLB plays as well. One more to talk about. Big baseball slate tomorrow. NBA playoffs start. Tomorrow will be a good day. 3 p.m. Eastern. We do the show every single weekday. What odds did you say again? Yeah, I don't normally – I mean, I'm not saying this is a definitive rule. It's just how I do it. But anything over, like, minus 150, I don't bet, like, the money line for a team for baseball. It's just – it's too random. It's too variant. I think it's more – I haven't looked up the exact numbers on this, but I feel more comfortable in baseball when I'm betting on underdogs than big favorites. It's just too much randomness goes on, so – Minus 150 is really like the cutoff for me. And even that is like high, but I mean, I think it just depends, I guess. But minus 150 is pretty much the cutoff for me. Thank you guys for watching, though. Appreciate it. Like I said, we'll be back tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern. NBA playoffs, MLB, talking all of it. Good luck with your best tonight, guys. I will see you on Tuesday.